Well, you remember Mrs. Clacton-Bugler, don't you? Nice lady who lives somewhere near Bognor, I think. She was born in Clacton, and her husband was born in Bugle in Devon, and their names were Smith. And because the names were Smith, when they got married, they're going to be Mr. and Mrs. Smith again, they decided to alter it. And so they had their names changed by deed poll. As she came from Clacton, it was Clacton. As he came from Bugle, it was Bugle. And that's how it all began. You can believe that if you like. Now, Mrs. Clacton-Bugle took up knitting. And whenever Mrs. Clacton-Bugle did anything, she really did it. She was going to knit a blanket, the biggest blanket in the world. And there she was in her lounge with a great big ball of wool, bigger than two footballs, enormous ball of wool, knitting, 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 knitting. And the blanket was getting longer and longer and longer. And Cuthbert, her husband, was getting more and more fed up. All he could hear all day long was click, 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 click of needles. When he sat down in the evening to read or anything, it was click, 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 click. And there was Mrs. Clacton-Bugle with her glasses on her nose. Oh, it was absolutely awful. You know, when she gets hold of an idea, she must keep on doing it. And the blanket was getting longer and longer and longer. And one Saturday afternoon, Cuthbert said, I'm fed up with this, I'm going out. I'm going fishing. So out he went and left her there on her own with the parrot and a little dog. You know those little dogs on the television that run around with the toilet paper and get all tangled up? She got one of those. I don't know what breed they are. Toilet paper breed, aren't they, or something? Anyway, there she was with the parrot, and the parrot was sitting there saying, praise the Lord, brother. Praise the Lord, brother. Don't tell the missus. Praise the Lord. That's all he could say. And the parrot was fed up with click, 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 click. The little puppy was fed up with click, click, click. And Mrs. Clacton-Bugle was going click, 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 click. On and on and on. And as the afternoon wore on, the clicks began to get slower. Click, click, click. Her head began to droop. Click, click. She fell asleep. And the puppy woke up, got hold of the end of the blanket and ran round the room with it. Right the way round the room. Enjoyed itself. Did it again. Because it was going round and round the chair where Mrs. Clacton-Bugle was sitting. Right the way round and round and round until he'd wrapped the blanket right the way round her about half a dozen times. And then Peter the parrot said, "Right, you're not brother." Came down off his perch, got his foot hooked up in the wool, and he went round and round the top whilst the dog went round and round the bottom. And so she was wrapped round with a blanket, and then she was wrapped round with the wool, and soon her arms were bound round with the wool, and round the parrot went, and they were having a good old time. The parrot going, "Praise the Lord, brother," whoosh, 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 and the dog going, "Yep, yep, 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 yep," and Mrs. Captain we go, and when she woke up, she couldn't move. She couldn't move her feet. She couldn't move her arms. She was absolutely wound up. Couldn't move at all. "What am I going to do?" So if Cuthbert comes in and sees me like this, he won't start laughing. He's not stop laughing for a week. And after all that I've been causing him, this is the end. Whatever shall I do? So she waited. Couldn't budge. Then there was a knock at the door. "Come in," she said. "The door's open." And in came Mrs. Snapdragon. Now, Mrs. Snapdragon is one of these unhappy people, you know, never sees anything interesting like, but she was the president of the Women's Institute. And she came in and said, "I brought you your tickets for the cake festival next weekend." "All right," said Mrs. Clacton-Bugle, "can you get me out of this?" "Oh," she said, "you are wound up, aren't you? Fred, I can't stop. I've got all these tickets to give out." And out she went and left her there. Does that remind you of something? Does it remind you of anything? And then the milkman came. She said, "Your money's on the table, do come in." And he came in, took his money off the table. He said, "Got problems?" Yes, she said, would you help me unwind and get out of this? He said, I can't stop. I've got to finish my round. I'm taking the missus out tonight. I really can't stop. So he went. Still remind you of anything? Then there was a knock at the door. Mrs. Clacton, who said, come in, whoever you are. And in came Grace Weatherspoon. You've never met Grace Weatherspoon, have you? She's always borrowing cups of sugar. Can I have a cup of sugar? Oh, she said, you are in a muddle, aren't you? She said, look, you can have a pound of sugar if you get me out of this. So Gracie said, come on, let me do something. So she unwound all the wool. And Mrs. Clacton said, whatever you do, roll the wool up into a ball. Don't leave it all over the place, because Cuthbert will be in soon, and I don't want him to know what's happened. So Grace Weatherspoon wound all the wool up into a ball. Then she unwound all the blanket, and she set Mrs. Clacton Bugle free. Oh, just as she got it all done, everything nice, in came Cuthbert with a nice big fish. So I've got a lovely fish this afternoon. I've had a marvellous time. Are you all right? Yes, it's Mrs. Clacton. I've had a marvellous time as well. But if you look at Ephesians 2, verse 8, what does it say? Come on, you Bible students, you all should know what Ephesians 2, verse 8 says. If you've been witnessing at all, by grace are you saved. By grace are you saved. It was Grace Weatherspoon, wasn't it? Set her free. Isn't it lovely to know that by the grace of God, all the things that tangle us up. Do you remember that chorus? Tangles, tangles, the tangles I was in. I was lost in tangles because of Adam's sin. Since the Saviour found me, he's untied all the knots. I am so glad, I am so free from tangles. You see, our lives are all tangled up, aren't they? But it's the grace of God that sets us free, because Jesus died to save us from our sin. So much for Mrs. Clacton Bugle.